Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Solar Sales Uncensored. I am your host, Aaron Browning, and I'm so excited for today's guest and today's topics. I have none other than my good friend, Mr. Adam Farver. He is the owner. He is the mastermind. He is the genius behind the CRM that my company, my team, uses called RDT. We're going to take a deep dive, ladies and gentlemen, on everything AI, everything automation. We're going to talk about follow-up. We're going to talk about marketing. And at the very end, I'm going to go ahead and grab everyone's attention right now. Adam is going to share his insights on some Facebook ads that are generating one of our mutual friends, one of our business partners, over $800,000 in 2 years from the ads that Adam is running through his company. And so we're really excited. For those of you who the minute I start talking about CRMs and AI are like, uh-oh, it's like drinking from a fire hose, we're going to dumb it down. We are going to dumb it down a little bit. We're still going to bring some high-level content, but I want to make sure we don't lose anybody. So go ahead and grab your journal, grab your notepad. This is going to be a game-changing episode. Without further ado, Adam, how the hell are you, my friend?
I'm doing awesome, Aaron. I'm excited. I love what you're doing here. You're bringing tons of value.
I love it, man. I have a tech background. I often tell people when telling them about you and your CRM that some of your stuff even hurts my head. It is so robust. It is so awesome. Full disclosure before we really jump in. I do come from a tech background. That's what really took my real estate business off. And I know when you and I met a year ago, I had gone through 5, 6, 7, maybe even 8 CRM companies. And Adam knows the story. Every single one of them didn't last 48 hours before I fired them. I'll just be blunt. They didn't have what you offered. And so when I went into the meeting with Adam, I had my guard up. Like, I was ready. I was poking holes. And everything I fired at him, he fired back. And it was like 10x. So I knew immediately. What Adam offers, without getting too far ahead, it's a plug-and-play system. Like, it really is. You can come over with very little background, immediately take action. Or you can come over and want to build things out with him and just get geeky, and it allows for that too. So, Adam, if you don't mind, before we take a deep dive on this, give the audience a little bit of your story. What's your background? How'd you get involved with tech and CRM and solar?
Yeah, totally. But just before I lose that train of thought, because I think you hit on something key there. Is you can have this extremely complex, crazy system that on the front end, you can just push a single button, right? And so that's the goal, is to simplify it and build all this complexity, but let certain people do the complexity part. Man, so my solar journey started in 1998. I lived in an off-the-grid home in Ithaca, New York. I probably never want to go back to that. We had 6 60-watt panels. The house was DC wired. We were like 150, 200 feet from the nearest utility pole. And like, we had enough power to run a few lights at night in a DC refrigerator. And that's
wow.
It. Like, I remember when I first got a computer, to start up the computer, I had to like go and start up the generator because our solar system was that small. But
crazy.
That sparked an interest as a 10th grader, dating myself a little bit. And so then I went to 4 years mechanical engineering school, and I got out and went to work for a small design build solar company in Ithaca, New York, because I'm like, I just want to be in the industry. I want to contribute. This is what I want to do. And yeah, started working in the industry in 2004.
Okay, so you've been in solar for quite a while. Was it?
I've been in. So most of my time in the industry has been on the engineering and the design side, but I've touched every part of the vertical. I started out installing both ground mount battery systems, commercial systems, and more project engineering for that. But hands, I remember when we pulled our first like 1-aught cables through, this guy had a big ground mount system. And then I was like, okay, I need to go get an engineering. So I got into factory automation. I've worked at 3 different panel manufacturers doing high speed factory automation. And then I got into solar thermal, and for 6 years was designing some of the world's biggest solar thermal systems. Yeah, it's been a journey. This industry keeps growing, and now I'm on the designing platforms to accelerate the adoption of clean energy. That's really a vision that I caught on. Well, but I think a lot of us have.
Yeah, talk to us about that vision. Like, how did you catch that bug, and how was RDT, your company, officially born? How was it launched?
Oh man, so I ended up with essentially a marketing agency by accident because so 2018, I stepped away from my full-time engineering career at GlassPoint Solar and started a small consulting and like just one-on-one consulting business. I was training a company in California on their proposals in Aurora and just designing out. And they're like, hey, I think you'd be perfect to run our lead gen. And we want to pay for the $6,000 course for you to go through. I'd already been dabbling in ClickFunnels and some of that stuff online and started generating leads for them and several other companies and quickly realized that we don't want leads, we want appointments. And so that led to this kind of, and so I found Go High Level in 2019 and I'm like, whoa, this can take all my forms of communication and bring it to one channel where I click on a contact and I can not just see text messages, phone calls, emails. Now it's Google My Business, Facebook messages, TikTok messages, any incoming message or communication is all in a timeline history. And so that's what first attracted me to it. And yeah, so I was one of the very early on, I think on Go High Level, I was building on top of that platform in 2019.
Wow.
One of the first like 800 agencies, and now we're 60,000 agencies supporting probably close to a million businesses. So.
Wow. And don't be modest here with a lot of these questions, but especially this one. I know when I'm talking to a lot of solo professionals from the organization that we're building nationwide, many of them who are in the CRM space have heard of Go High Level. What you're doing inside of the, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't want to overtalk, but what you're doing under the Go High Level umbrella with RDT, it is completely different. Can you give the bird's eye view of what separates what you've built?
So
what
many Go High Level is an amazing platform. You can do so much on the platform. What's different between RDT and Go High Level, and so there's a lot of people that are, okay, we're going to white label Go High Level and sell this as our software. And they add value on top of it. So it's not that they're not providing value. What's different with us is we've really developed both internally and with development teams, our own software. And my philosophy with the software is if there's anywhere I can turn 2-3 clicks into one, copy and paste information into none, if I can, like now with AI, you can literally automate a huge part of. And so that's been our UI kind of design. And that's been just continually evolution of, hey, how can we make this simple? Don't get me wrong. There's still a learning curve. There's still development to be done there. But at the end of the day, that's what we've done with the system is like, how can we make Go High Level simple? Because Go High Level can do so many things, but we don't need it to do so many things. We need it to like, so our like, brand new user interface has three main buttons for a contact. And it's like manual mode. If you click that button, it takes all the automation, puts them in manual mode. Auto response and auto follow up, on or off. Hmm. Right. And so if auto follow up's on and that lead is open, the system's going to follow up for you. If auto response is on, any incoming message is going to get responded to. And so across the whole platform, we've just been like, where can we one click, open up an address and see the satellite view? Where can we just click a button, send that satellite view image in a text message to them?
And by the way, I'll give a real life testimonial of this. As anyone who's been following or me or listening to our podcast, I will not endorse, I will not bring on a guest who's offering a service, a product that I have not gone through, that I have not seen. My reputation means everything. When I met Adam a year ago, I had purchased, I don't even know how many leads. It might've been 1,000 or 2,000. I really don't remember now. And I told Adam, he knows I'm doing 1,000 other things, the podcast, recruiting, team building. He's, I got you. And so he turned this thing on for me. My phone was blowing up. Like it was freaking crazy, dude. I did nothing other than push a button or Adam did or whatever for me. And the cool part was when he just teased, he has this text drip and correct me and clean up what I say, Adam. A text drip that fired out to these internet leads on my behalf with a Google Earth image of their home. And I think it was something like, is this still your home? And the response was like, yes. Like, where do the panels go? How does it work? How did you know that? It was crazy, man. I remember calling Adam and be like, dude, we got to slow this thing down. I can't keep up. And that's the kind of conversations we have, by the way. That's what his automation does. Do you want to touch on that at all?
Look, I think that at the end of the day, if we're on the sales side of the industry, or really sales and marketing, but really sales, right? We've got four KPIs that we should be concerned about. And that's number of conversations, number of utility bills, number of presentations, and number of contracts, right? And so those first two, maybe three parts of that, and maybe we're going to see three, four parts of that you can accelerate the amount of conversations, right? That's why I like paid advertising as a strategy, because 24 hours a day, I've got someone talking about solar for my business, right? That's what's attracted me to software design versus mechanical design, is I can build a software asset right now one time. And it's not, I might invest time in that, but once it's built, that software asset can provide value, not just to me, but to many other people, right? Over and over. That's why this AI stuff is just, the AI stuff is a totally, we have a bunch of exciting stuff to talk
about. Yeah, let's go there, man. The key thing you just said, and I teach this, is really why the podcast was launched. It's about teaching solar professionals how to be business owners. It really is. I see so many people who are running from appointment to appointment. They're treating it just transactional. And why I love having conversations with you, and why I fell in love with your company and your system, it's systems. It's automation. It's leverage. I want something set up that works when I'm not working. Yeah. And that is what your system does better than any other system I've ever met, especially for the solar space. So I applaud you for that. Let's jump into AI, man. Yeah. How are you, and I know we could spend a whole podcast on just that, but how are you incorporating AI into your CRM, and specifically, how does AI help solar professionals sell more deals?
Yeah. So I would say we really first started incorporating AI like 2.5 years ago. This was early days with a platform called Jarvis and like early like models where we started using it to generate content, right? And we now have AI handling conversations and very shortly handling voice conversation. It's just unbelievable what it can do. So this year, specifically in March, when OpenAI released their ChatGPT 3.5 API, is where I really said, hey, I got to dive into this, because, and I still haven't seen it yet, but I think by the end of this year, we'll see AI close, literally conversate, have full on conversations and run a full sales process all the way to the point where you're just like sending them documents to sign and closing deals. Since March, we've engaged like 15,000. Probably 15,000 or more humans with AI, conversational AI. So I dove in March, really focused on, so like for our platform, for our business, there's really three different lead types that we want to communicate with, right? One are solar leads turn into customers, but I don't want the AI communicating to my solar leads the same way it does to my customers, but it can be useful in both cases. And the third is recruiting and team building, right? And so we now have conversational AI built out to handle those three different avatars with goals built into it as well. The AI can literally go back and forth, collect. So you get an inbound communication to your business, especially if it's text message or Facebook Messenger or any of these messaging channels. Say you have a Google My Business, right? If you go send a Google My Business message, which you can do now, to a business and they don't get back to you, you're going to go down the line and go to the next one, right? If you've got AI, which is now including like on your website type of stuff, it's able to respond. And if it's trained up properly, it's able to respond in a quality way, right? And so now you're actually saving the customer time with your own saving time tool, right? Because they want to get answers to their questions. We've booked thousands of appointments. And to give you an idea of where we're at, I have a person and her sole job is to call leads, right? She starts, she gets on her power dialer, which we've integrated. She's calling three leads at a time. The ones that pick up, she's talking to. And we have conversational text going on. The AI text is booking 70% of our appointments right now. It's crazy.
That was 70%? Wow. So much to unpack right there. All right, so I am a huge believer of AI. I have not been doing it as long as you have. I've been in that space about 9 months, maybe 10 months now. I know there are people in the audience listening or watching on YouTube who that is like stressful, like they've never dove in. They've heard about it, hopefully. Adam's doing a lot of this behind the scenes. You don't have to become an AI master, but you need to lean in with us 100%. You are going to get left behind. A couple things that I love that he said too with automation. Yeah. One is it tees up conversations for us. Like I want to spend my time talking to warmer leads, talking to conversations that are already, we've already moved the ball down the field. And that's what AI allows. That's what gets me really excited. The other piece with that, from doing this for a long time at a really high level, is it's consistent. There are times where I'm with my family, I'm with my kids, I'm in a bad mood. Let's be honest, right? This is uncensored. And a lead comes in and my game is off. I did not deliver the content, the questions. I didn't attack their questions. I didn't attack the lead with the same vigor that I normally do. With AI, it's once it's trained up and Adam does the work for you, it is doing the same script. It's doing the same call to action, the same everything every single time. It's consistency. And that's what I freaking love about it, man. I still can't get over you said 70% of your appointments that you guys are saying are coming through AI. Like, that is mind-blowing. And I know you're just scratching the surface on that as well. Crazy, yeah. Man.
We're about to see the AI start calling.
Tell people. Me about that.
This is pretty recent that I've started diving into the AI voice technology because I think it's gotten to the point where it's usable. And depending on your lead, and really, we should have a caveat around all of the lead gen stuff because I think compliance is super important to take into account, right? And so you really need to take full advantage of all the automation. You need leads checking a box that they confirm, and that box needs to have your actual company name on it, right? That says they confirm to automated messaging and stuff like this. But I think we're going to see, you know, I think we're a couple weeks away from launching our first beta with AI voice. And this is, I just called Gustavo actually like two nights ago. I'm like, hey, you ready to pick up your phone and call them with a little, and it's got some work to do, but I think that there, and so like use cases, there are missed call,
yep.
Callback, right? Appointment confirmation, appointment booking, potentially that discovery call process. So if we go back to those KPIs we were talking about, having conversations about solar can not only be generated automated on the lead gen side of things, but I think conversational, you can get a lot of that information. Like I've heard you guys talking about even the presentation now. Can we pre-record the presentation and send this out? Can we ask AI? And so as the technology continues to develop, it's going to sound more and more realistic, but I think also more and more people are going to be open to the idea that, hey, this company's using AI that can actually help me save my time as well, because I'm not waiting for them to get back to me. And as long as they've got things trained up in a quality manner, then I think that it's a win for both the company and the customer. The most valuable time.
It's genius because I, as a customer, you're 100% right. I want it on my schedule. If I'm trying to book that discovery call with Adam, Adam's in another country, by the way. I already touched on that right now, which I love his lifestyle. But if I want to book that call, I'd love for it to be at my time. Maybe it's at 9:30 at night once I get my kids down. That's not convenient for Adam. I know I wouldn't want to take a discovery call that time. Yeah. But if you can have AI do it, like that's mind blowing to me.
Yeah. Or maybe you had a chance to check your calendar, right? And you're like, hey, I'm available tomorrow at 3. Can we talk at 3 tomorrow? And you send this message into the business and you hear back right away. Yeah, 3 works tomorrow. You're confirmed and you get a calendar appointment right away. These type of like things are safe because if we're honest, time, you investing time with me right now, we cannot get that investment back. I can go spend all the money that I have in my bank and I can go get it back. Right? Most of the things that we have, but time is that most valuable asset that I think that we're investing. And so that's what's exciting about automation. That's what's exciting about AI and technology is the time saving. And it's pretty darn creative. It's adding to your intelligence too, right? Because a lot of with the generative AI, so you're generating ads or you're generating a blog or you're like asking it to summarize. There's so many time saving uses of conversational AI, right? And so who doesn't want to save time? Right. I'd rather go spend time with my 4 beautiful kids than go back and forth. Not that I don't care about my customers, but I also want to save them time because if they're messaging me and trying to get questions answered and I want to spend time with my kids, they don't have to wait 3 hours for me to get back to them on a question. So I think it's a win-win.
I love it. I love that you're forward thinking and that you're bringing out beta stuff in terms of the voice AI. I think it's genius. Oh, I did not know that, by the way. I love that he's sharing that with our audience first. I have been using voice AI for YouTube videos. And so for anyone listening that's not on Adam's level, which can be most of our audience, I could literally type in a script that ChatGPT helped me write. Obviously, you want to prompt it and give it the right information, better input in the beginning. It takes it out. I go to my one of my programs, and it will spit out an AI-generated voice that goes with the script I just did. Faceless videos. So I 100% know that Adam is going to nail this beta because I've seen it done on a basic end just with videos. The technology is already there. It's just about getting the educating it, programming it, teaching it, getting it trained up. Can we talk a little bit about Facebook ads and how you're helping us as salespeople generate a ton of income from your Facebook ads?
Yeah. So like I said, 2018 is really where I really started like diving into Facebook ads. The end of last year is when we decided to take all of our like top performing templates and move them into a software where you can launch these ads with a few clicks. And we talked about the compliance stuff like this. I think that it's vitally important that rather than relying on third-party lead gen companies, which we used to be as a marketing agency, we were providing lead services rather than like now what we try to do is we try to help you build your own lead gen assets, right? So these are built up on your company's Facebook page, your company's, which those are lead gen assets that if you have a say you have a good 4th of July, or you have a good Black Friday. Say I had a great Black Friday ad that was running last year. I can probably go back and turn that ad back on this year, and it's probably going to perform in a similar manner that it did before. And so developing the ads over time has just been looking at the KPIs, looking at those key performance indicators, looking at how much it costs to get someone to click, how much it gets for them to opt in, and what the CTR or convert click-through rate is on those ads. And because we were using AI content and generating, and I have just a phenomenal media team, we have all this media that we've built up over the years that I know performs well as ads, and we're doing social media. And so that is now all rolled into an ads launcher in our software as of about a year ago, where you can just click a button and you can take these top performing campaigns, the same campaigns, and launch those campaigns under your own lead gen asset, because those now belong in your ad account with your Facebook page. And when someone clicks the button, they're opting into your business and not some third party, which makes all the automation stuff fully compliant, right? You're not reliant on, and there's third gen lead companies that work well. We've in the past done age data and stuff. But I think the companies of tomorrow are directly getting leads to opt into their business and not somebody else's business.
Absolutely freaking love it. It's one of my core beliefs, core values, if you will, is teaching people how to hunt and fish. And that is what you're doing so that we control it. We own it. I started acting like business owners. I want to make sure I dumb this down for someone who's never done Facebook ads. Your program is plug and play again. They can select an ad that's already proven, it's working for someone else, and push a button and immediately implement it. Is that correct?
Yep. It takes literally three clicks. So you're putting in your company name, because again, they're opting into your company. You're crazy. Putting in the consultant name, or you can make up a name if you want. And then maybe that ad copy has some placeholders in there where if we're running a state or a local city, or there's something certain about the offer or incentive. So there might be like, but at a minimum, it's just who's the consultant, what's your company name, how much do I want to run, and where do I want to run
it? I want to give a success story. I want to back this up once again for I get this question a lot. It's why I'm so passionate about it. They want to lock arms with us, but they're used to getting fed leads. A lot of those leads are resold to other companies. We could spend hours talking about that. When you're generating yourself, they love the idea. They just don't even know how. So he has that built into this software, into the CRM. Yeah. You can literally go to the ads library, whatever you want to call it. Find the ad that speaks to you, know that it's proven. I had one of our mutual friends, one of our business partners, Gus, on the podcast a few episodes ago. That is the gentleman I teased in the beginning that has earned over $800,000 in the last 2 years. He told me 90% of that 800 grand came from Adam's software, specifically Adam's Facebook ads. If that does not get you freaking excited, that does not speak to you, give you goosebumps, I don't know what does. It is plug and play. It is copy and paste. This man has built it out for us. Hopefully you can see from my posture, my tone, how just jacked I get, man. I love simplicity, and you freaking nailed it, brother.
Yeah. So this brought us to another level. Again, we stopped doing lead gen and started helping people build up their own lead gen assets. And this has been my philosophy from the beginning. If we can take something, right, you're not going and developing videos and Right now, we have over 400 media assets that are loaded into that ad library. And I've developed, you mentioned prompting, and if you ask ChatGPT the right stuff. And so I've developed literally an ad copywriting software that builds what I call the master ad prompt, and it'll build a problem and solution. It'll build 10 different prompts for you that you can just fill out, because the more specific your ad, the more specific you are with ChatGPT. And so you have two versions right now where you can just take our completely done for you ads. If you want to be a little bit more creative, you want something unique, you want to take one of these ads, you can use this AI copywriting tool, throw in a couple different parameters around whatever you want to market. It's going to give you this master ad prompt that you can then actually, we've embedded ChatGPT, so you don't even need a ChatGPT account. And you literally just copy that prompt. And the awesome thing about conversational AI, why it's blown up, is infinite tweaks. I can go back and say, make it longer, make it shorter, add two jokes, make it funny, have it score better in the areas that I want. And boom, a second later, you've got, because it's really that guidance around the AI. And so not only does it give you the master ad prompts, but I've got my favorite, like my top 40 add-on prompts that are in there. And then one of those add-on prompts will literally build out the headlines, bullet points, everything else that you need. And so now you can have very specific AI. And yeah, I think that both helping to generate content reviewed by a human, right, or potentially not, that content then can be launched within a few seconds using all these media assets. And you can have something that is very specific to your company.
Crazy, man. Crazy. I just love it. It really is. That's why, that's why I fell in love with it a year ago. It's an all-in-one system from running the ads, from getting leads in. Most people ask, who do I call? Who do I talk to? Who do I text? Who do I email? Who do I, whatever. Where you guys are handling all of that. And then not to mention the follow-up, the AI follow-up, the AI soon-to-be calling and everything else. Your ecosystem is badass, dude. Really badass. You freaking nailed it. Audience, for those of you listening, I know you want more information. We have worked out an amazing promotion for our audience. Adam is a big believer in what we're doing here at Solar Sales Uncensored, wanted to pay it forward. So I am going to throw out a link to where you can get in contact. You can see more information from Adam, and you'll be able to get a killer deal depending on what you're looking to accomplish, whether you want everything done for you, you want some say in it. We'll be able to tailor that conversation around your needs, but I'm really excited for each and every one of you to see it. I appreciate you paying it forward and from abundance and giving back and wanting to accelerate the growth of what we do in this amazing profession. I know I speak for our audience. Thank you. I appreciate it, man. I think this is a pain point for so many people. They don't know where to start, and you offered a massive solution. So once again, thank you so much for spending time with us and paying it forward. And once again, for those listening on the podcast or on YouTube, I will make sure that we have the link for Adam and his schedule so you can see a demo and see how all this stuff works. Really excited for everyone to see it. Once again, Adam and I do this for free. We do it just to pay it forward, just to help this amazing field. So please like, share, and subscribe if you got value, and I hope and pray you did. Hope everyone has a great day. Be good, be safe, and God bless. We'll talk soon, my friends. Thanks again, Adam.